For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Here's a sound people are hearing more of around the house lately. The unmistakable pitter-patter of little dog feet on the kitchen floor. As South Carolinians are shut in for who knows how long, they're looking for ways to occupy their time and still do something positive. And they're increasingly turning to pet adoptions and pet fostering.
We have seen an increase in adoptions and an increase in the request to foster because people are staying home.
Alexa Sparkman is the manager of volunteer programs at Palmetto Lifeline in Columbia.
Our foster team has seen application after application for all sorts of pets, some young, old, puppies, moms with puppies, so you name it, we are getting those requests because people are indeed staying home.
Sparkman says Palmetto used to see about 30 applications come in a week. Last week, she saw 54. At Fostering Foster, an animal rescue organization in Camden, Andrea Walker says she's seeing a similar uptick in interest with an encouraging twist.
It's nice because it's actually new families coming forward and wanting to help and wanting to save some animals.
Walker is Fostering Foster's director and founder. Like Palmetto Lifeline, the organization gets many of its animals from county shelters.
We work with several different rural county shelters, and each day we get lists from them of animals that are in danger.
In danger means exactly what you'd think. Animals close to being euthanized because clogged rural shelters cannot keep up with the inflow. With a lot of the state's county-level services shut down or greatly reduced by the coronavirus outbreak, no-kill rescues and pet adoption agencies have had to take in more animals as a way to stave off higher euthanization numbers. That, of course, has offered its own share of issues as well. At the York County Humane Society, Board Chairwoman Mary Beth Knapp says operations had to adapt fast, given it's a place where the public has always been free to visit. And visit they have.
It's amazing. We had to actually close us down to appointment only for adoptions and allowing people in on a controlled basis because it was a surge.
York County Humane has a regular staff that so far has remained healthy. But like any agency dealing with placing pets, it has its share of volunteers. And those are being asked to pitch in a little further.
We are soliciting now our qualified volunteers who are qualified with us to take staycations with our dogs.
Anything that gets the dogs out of their cubicles and into a family environment, Knapp says, helps socialize them, something that eventually makes them easier to adopt out. The cats, well, they got their whole cat thing going on, and the 75 or so in the Humane Society's care seem perfectly content to sleep in their cubes and preen around the cat room like they own the place. But while adoptions and fosterings are all the rage right now, there's a question not too far back in everybody's mind. When we all go back to our lives outside of the house, will these newly homed pets just end up back in a shelter somewhere? Andrea Walker.
I think there are some concerns about that, but I think that with good screening and good conversations with new adopters, that we can pick out those adopters that are truly in it and are truly going to keep those animals and love them.
There's also help at Palmetto Lifeline for anyone new to adopting or fostering.
We're even hosting an online foster training. We are hosting online/virtual volunteer orientations that people can attend through the Zoom app, which has gotten a lot of traffic.
Sparkman says Palmetto is doing whatever it can to make sure people are involved for the right reasons and to keep them involved as they weather the outbreak. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Find this story online at southcarolinapublicradio.org.